Hello and welcome to In the Weeds. We're recording live from the Picky Weeds Esoteric Occult Boutique, located just south of Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, in beautiful South Abington Township. Picky Weeds is the largest and most diverse boutique of its kind in Northeast Pennsylvania, with an increasingly wide variety of items for many traditions.
In addition to items for sale, Picky Weeds hosts a wide variety of classes, events, and community-driven gatherings throughout the year. Picky Weeds is located at 105 Layton Road, South Abington Township, PA. Open Wednesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. More information can be found at www.pickyweeds.com. That's PICKEYWEEDZ.com or on our social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. In the Weeds is the official podcast for Picky Weeds, where we strive to bring the community together with topics of interest, guest speakers, and informative discussions to benefit the entire community.
If you'd like to be a guest speaker, either live or remote call-in, please visit www.pickyweeds.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, find In the Weeds podcast guest application, click it, copy and paste the text into an email with your contact information and send it to us at pickyweeds@gmail.com.
Now let's get in the weeds.
Well, hello everybody. This is season 2, episode 8, but it's really
episode 25.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
It's a little bit of a milestone.
God. It doesn't seem like we've done that many.
We got that much shit to talk about.
Wow.
Apparently.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
So today we were wanting to talk a little bit about, a few things, but one was, locally kind of a shock to us. We saw Wonderstone Gallery, one of our long-standing stores.
10 years.
Yeah, she's been here 10 years.
Yeah.
And she got last-minute notice from her landlord. She had 30 days to get out of the building.
New owner.
That's nuts.
God, I cried.
And
it tore me up.
Just a wonderful place, wonderful person that runs it, owns it. A cornerstone of the community. Been here 10 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
For a small business.
She's built a lot of small businesses out of there.
Yeah.
I can think of a few.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always doing, always positive, always just exactly what you would think a small business owner should be like.
Yes.
And having that 30 days notice. I mean, the amount of stuff in a retail store, I don't know if y'all comprehend that, because it's easy to walk around and go, they got this, that, and the other thing, but
holy crap,
there is so much to moving a retail store, and I think that she might have a few leads on place to go, and
yeah,
I hope
she
that
said
works
she did,
out
yeah.
for because we definitely don't want to lose her
no.
in this community. She brings so much and is just a wonderful person to boot.
May the roads open for Beth, that's
but,
for sure.
But the difficulty of moving everything, because it's not just the products, it's the furniture, it's the fixtures,
it's the wallboard,
the decor, the signage.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get, because wherever you move, the physical layout of the place is going to be different. So the sign that you spent several thousand dollars on outside has to be new.
Yes.
That takes time. That's expensive.
You have to get permits. You have to pay to have it erected.
And every day that sign is not out, you're losing potential sales because people don't know what's in there.
Yeah.
And
don't even think about the business cost of changing the business location on all the documents.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
And all your business cards and all your social media.
We did it once, and I don't ever want to do it again.
No.
Of course, I said that about a point of sale system, and here we go for the third time in fourth year.
Yeah, oh my God.
4 years, this is our third time rekeying the entire store.
And let me tell you guys, that sucks so hard. As you work on it, we're coming in every morning. We don't open until 11. We're here by 8:30.
We don't open until noon, dear.
At noon, that's right. We don't open until noon. Jesus, I'm tired. I've had no sleep.
You understand the time thing.
And then we don't close until 8, and a lot of nights we're here well past that. So it just depends who's here, what's going on, what we've got to wrap up, how late last customer was in, so we're talking 12, 13-hour days, yeah. It's just, exhausting. And then you go home, and because you have to rekey everything, you're sitting on your couch and you just got comfortable and you went, oh my God, I forgot a variant.
Oh, she sat there on the couch all weekend long putting stuff in because Virgo OCD, I must not leave anything incomplete. I must complete it. It must be done today.
It makes me very unhappy. I get depressed if it's not complete.
Take a fucking break.
That, and I mopped every floor in the house.
Catch your
and
breath.
It's all wood and tile.
Must do it. Must do it.
Oh my God.
But you know, we're over 1600 products SKUs,
and we're not done.
That's not variants, right? That's just individual products. And they make this, okay, so if you have your current point of sale, that you can export an XML file and import it right into your system. Well, that sounds awesome. But yeah, when you have a fucked up bullshit database like what our
current POS piece of shit system. When
Tay had the screen open on products, and we were sitting there watching it, looking at it, and like three products just disappeared without anybody touching a damn thing.
Yes. Yeah, I was searching for the variants that I had to put them in the other system. Gone. Bing.
And they work these updates in. I swear it's a bunch of 19-year-old sweaty-ass dipshits running this place.
I know.
But
it's insane.
We went back to where we started. The only reason we left is their inventory system at the time left a lot to be desired. And the first year, our current one was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then went downhill after that. Hell, we had to fight for 2 weeks to get them to take our money to pay our annual invoice. One, yeah. You're talking like $2,000.
And they fought us.
And
and we're hostile.
They changed our support rep, didn't tell us, didn't introduce us. Neither one of the reps introduced themselves or told us they were leaving or no communication. And a whole rigmarole. And I had to reach out and contact other people like sales to get them to respond to us. And then this lady, who is our assigned support tech, told us,
I don't have time for you.
I don't have time for you. I have calls today. You don't have time for me?
This is 4 days into our system error showing your subscription has expired.
I'm literally trying to give you money. Isn't that the point of business? No. No. Precious had to sit on Zoom calls that day. She didn't have time to take money.
Yeah.
And then they've, you know, swapped our person again after that on our request. We got rid of her. And then they swapped them again without telling us. And so, I mean, it's just these people have no idea how corporate etiquette works or even just basic business etiquette. You know, you're the new rep. Maybe, I don't know, send an email and say, Hey,
this is me.
I'm Steve, your new rep.
Are you you?
You know, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. Call me or write me if you have any issues. It's easy.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's normal corporate, too. And the thing about it is, when you're in corporate, you can add everybody on your client list to one email by just carbon copying everybody over and sending a mass email. It is so damn simple. It's one click.
Literally takes 5 minutes to close emailing.
To say, send. Hi, I'm your new rep. Yeah.
But they don't do that. But
here, small business owners, I want you to think about this. So this system was doing us so dirty that we were still showing products that have been sold 2 years ago. And I don't know how many of you realize this, and that you have product on the floor. It's considered equity. So you're paying taxes on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they take that, you know, they expect you to pay taxes on that equity that's sitting on the floor. So if your point of sale system is showing stuff that you sold 2 years ago, guess what? You have to get a tax extension like we did. So
yeah. Luckily, we have the best CPA in the business, Murphy Group.
Yeah.
So we got that taken care of. But it's... yeah, it's frustrating. But in contrast, we went back to our original point of sale system, and oh my God, what a difference.
Oh my God, I love them so much.
And the support is fantastic. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week. The previous one had banker's hours, so if you had a problem at 5:01 p.m. on a Friday, you were just
out. Ass out until Monday.
Yeah. You're lucky if they even called you back.
Yeah.
You know, we get follow-up calls. We get, you know, it's the way business should be.
Yes.
You know.
They're amazing.
And speaking of business...
Oh my God, is it awful.
Have
everywhere.
Have priced some shit lately? I mean, what the fuck? I was in a local grocery store. It's a major grocery store. I don't normally shop there because, well, they're freaking expensive. And we had to get Tim a cheesecake.
for his birthday.
And it was like, you know, last minute, I don't have time to go to the one I normally go to. So I popped in there. Ran, got my cheesecake, got in line. There was an elderly couple in front of me. They're probably in their 70s. They were, you know, blue-collar Pennsylvania folks, you know, good salt-of-the-earth people.
Worked hard all their damn lives.
You could tell that, you know, they had worked for everything they had and just decent folks. And I heard the clerk tell them the total. I'm like, what? And I look over and I'm like, yeah, that's what I heard. $525.
One cart, not even a full cart.
So I look over, I'm like, what's in this damn cart? It's like potatoes.
And Pepsi.
And like normal food product, like nothing bougie. What the fuck cost $525? And the cart wasn't even full. Oh my God.
That's insane.
I don't even know where to begin with these corporate, you know, look at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Look what they're doing.
Now they're going to do that, what, surge pricing?
Have you lost your damn mind?
So your hamburger, if you buy it during the rush hour, is going to cost you a dollar and something more?
Yeah.
You know what? Wendy's, fuck off.
You know? And when you look at who owns them?
Blackstone Group.
Vanguard. And like three other dudes.
Yeah.
You know,
all the worst offenders in the corporate world.
I mean, kudos to TikTok. It's everywhere, right? Yeah. And if they actually do roll this out of this, you know, that remains to be seen. But that it's really important to vote with your wallet.
It is.
You know, and people like don't vote in elections. They feel like they're not counted because of electoral college or for whatever reason. I get it. I get it.
And people also, you know, they shop where they shop because they're comfortable there and it's become a habit. And we were guilty of it, too, until we started talking with our accountant about the bottom line on the money that we were spending on not just our store, but on our personal items.
Yeah, we don't eat out.
Yeah, we haven't eaten out in 5 months, maybe more.
I'll never eat fast food again.
No.
I'll be starving. I don't give a shit. I'll bring a Ziploc baggie of crackers. I don't fucking need that shit. Not only is the food fucking awful for you. It's expensive.
I feel better than I've ever felt. I slept 3 hours last night and I feel fantastic.
I saw a TikTok this week and the guy was like, you know, my wife and I usually go to Taco Bell and, you know, I get like this Burrito Supreme and she gets, you know, whatever Megan Thee Stallion is eating that week is what she eats. You know, that's like her thing. You know, but it's nothing extravagant. It's just like normal, whatever. You know, no sides, no nothing. He said my bill came to $32.
That's ridiculous.
Fucking Taco Bell.
Oh, really? My God. Absolute prepackaged crap, just reheated.
I mean.
Oh, my God.
Look, I like their chalupas and all that, too. You know, it's all right. It's junk food, but it's all right.
Yeah.
If you're in a pinch or, you know, I've been at Taco Bell a few times at 2 in the morning after a.
Yeah, after a drunk night out. Yeah. Get that chalupa.
Yeah. But I'm not spending $32. And he was like, yeah, no. We went to a Cracker Barrel. And we sat down. We had a nice cooked meal. We had exceptional service. We had sides. We had drinks. You know what the total came to? $32.
And that was with the tip, John.
That's a real sit-down meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a corporate store. But there's actually somebody cooking it, not just reheating it and slapping some lettuce on it.
Yes.
I don't get it.
The biscuits are fresh made.
I really don't get it. And they're all out of touch. Everybody's struggling here, paycheck to paycheck. The wages have stayed the same. The costs have gone up.
The cost of things everywhere. Yeah. And look at our cell phone plan. Our cell phones have long been paid for, but our cell phone plan is still $240-some.
I know.
What the ever living?
We need to look into Mint Mobile or something.
Yeah, we do. This is disgusting.
It's bad. And you know, when you get down to it, the same people own everything. And that's one of the reasons that the prices are so high. So we can blame the president. Maybe he does have something to do with it. I don't know. I don't want to get into politics, but I don't like any of them.
But some of them shitheads on both sides of the aisle need to get off their ass and actually do something for their constituents.
Well, that's a bunch of millionaires arguing about nonsense while the rest of us sit here and toil and struggle. And, you know, they talk about class warfare. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
$525 for fucking taters.
So I think that right there, $7 a bag, and it was a little tiny bag.
Yeah.
So that kind of illustrates the importance of truly shopping local, because you can support small businesses like mom and pop farms, mom and pop grocery stores, your local butcher, other stores, you know, those of us who actually have overhead and don't get to write it off. You can support them. And I'm telling you, I have seen better prices at the produce stands and at the butcher shop than I do these corporate grocery store chains. A whole lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. People really need, look, small business, all small business, and not just us, every small business, you know, in whatever area you're in, they are the lifeblood of your community. They're the ones paying the taxes. They're the ones that are supporting your kids' dance studio or your
baseball team,
or whatever. You know, and we try to do it as we can afford it, too, because we're part of the community. And that's part of what small business does.
And we have a lot of free events that are fundraisers for local food pantries, local youth shelters.
Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be part of it. But the corporate entity doesn't give a fuck about you or your community. They don't care.
Not at all. And
why
it's just
do you care about
them? Yeah.
You know, why does this motherfucker need another dick rocket to launch into space?
And I'm guilty of buying from Amazon because there are things I can't get here that I used to be able to get down south.
But if we can buy shit locally,
we buy it locally.
I'll pay a couple dollars extra to support a local mom and pop. Mm-hmm. I don't care, because that money is going right back into the community.
And right back into a family's pocket.
You know,
it's an actual family that needs
it. It's like supporting a local farm. Your money goes directly to that farmer and his family or her family.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really important, guys. You know, I mean, I saw a post of a local bakery earlier or late last year, and she was talking about, you know, she made $90 that day, or $94, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's got multiple employees. She's got the overhead of the business. And
she had to throw out
everything she made because nobody showed up.
It's terrifying.
But you drive home, and there's a line around the building at Dunkin' fucking Donuts.
Yeah.
For some shitty-ass, I mean, half-cooked coffee and fucking cake donuts that came out of a box.
Yeah, I just can't.
What the fuck? You know, there are bakeries around here that are fucking incredible.
Oh, my God.
People put their heart and soul into it, and you can taste it. You can taste that they actually give a shit about what they're doing.
And some using really good ingredients and very mindful of specific dietary needs, is, you know, and offering a palette of foods that's from vegan to carnivore, you know, and it's just, it's kind of incredible.
Yep.
And you don't get that in the corporate stores. And if they've labeled it that you do, beware that they don't have to label correctly.
No, because they own the people that make the laws. They tell the people, this is the law that you're going to write, and that's what they write, and here's your check. It's that simple. So whereas we as little people, the only thing we have is voting with our feet, voting with our wallets.
Yes.
That's it.
Your other vote's kind of worthless.
That's it. So when you're in line for Dunkin', think about where that money's going. Is it convenient and is it fast and you're busy? Okay. Leave 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And go to the look. You could probably call ahead and they'll have it ready for you.
They do, most of them.
You know, support the small businesses or they're going to disappear. And the only thing you're going to have left for an option are the corporate pukes that don't give a fuck about you.
And who are watching your credit cards when you sign up for their loyalty card.
Oh, yeah.
And they're watching that card wherever it goes. This is why we didn't do that here.
Yeah. You know where our loyalty cards come from? From my printer. From the printer. We cut them out by hand.
Yeah. And they don't track your card when you leave my store.
It's literally a piece of freaking cardboard.
Yeah. There's an app you can get. I cannot remember the name of it. I need to look it up. And you can put it on your phone and it will look at all of your loyalty card programs for all these corporate stores and see where they're selling your information and why you're getting these random weird emails and texts.
Yeah.
So, check into that and see, because that's what I did many years ago. And I cut up all my loyalty card, you know, and unsubscribed from all my loyalty cards for all of the drugstores and all of the grocery stores because of it.
And look, they offer us that. They offer every point of sale we've been with. But we have a loyalty program and you can get your customers to sign up and go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Not when the reason that they're tracking that card
is so they can see what most of America is purchasing and drive the prices up on that item.
And maybe we're being stupid. Maybe we're not like, you know, oh, maybe we should get those demographics and use it to advertise, and we could be corporate pukes just like the... No, no. We're not going to do that.
No, thank you.
Your information is personal and private, and we're not monetizing that. And I would hedge a bet most other small businesses feel the same way. They're loyal to their customers like their customers are loyal to them. It's a two-way street.
It is.
You know, and that's why we get up at dark 30 every morning and we start work, because we want to build a better website. Our old website was rough, man, because it kept internally moving things to different categories, and you'd find it was a nightmare.
It was losing prices.
We started from scratch, nice clean slate, and we're building it by hand, one piece at a time. And why are we doing that? For our customers. Yeah, for us too.
But to make it easier.
We can find things, but yeah, for the person sitting on their couch that doesn't have a lot of time to search, well, they can find something really quickly, you know? And that was the point, right? Yes. And, you know, you talk about supporting small businesses, and there's lots of ways to support. So if you don't have much money, share their social media posts. Share the, you know, write a good review, right? You know, all those things help. They help everybody.
Yes, they do.
You know, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. And if you come into the store, buy something.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be $100 or more. We have crystals that are 4 cents a gram.
Yeah.
You know, we did that so everybody, no matter what their monetary situation was, could afford something.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're pretty, and they're shiny, and they make you feel good, and it's happiness, right? But we have so many people that, you know, come in to visit. Well, that's great. We love to see you and hear about your day, and that's part of owning a small business. But then they leave, and they don't buy anything.
Or they come to see readers here, tarot readers.
Yeah.
And they think they work for us. And yeah, so they pay them, and they think, well, I spent money at the store. No, you didn't. That's a small business you spent money with.
Yeah.
Those tarot readers that are in here are their own small business.
We don't make shit.
No.
We make $25
for the room.
And that's the entire day. And most of the time, they'll book several weeks out. That $25 is gone.
It's already gone. Yeah.
You know, so they come in, they make a beeline, get their cards read, make a beeline out. I'm like, you didn't even look.
Yeah.
You know, and you just take it for granted that service is going to be there, and then we'll be fine, you know.
But if the store closes, that service goes away.
You know,
yeah,
And this is how small businesses close, because people take it for granted, use the services, and just leave. And it's hard on us. It really is. And it's, you know, like, you don't have to spend. You can do whatever you want with your money, right? It's yours. But if you enjoy the store and you enjoy having that in your community, consider supporting it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go into a gas station, use the bathroom without buying something.
Me either.
Because I appreciate them being there, and I really had to pee, so I'm going to buy a pack of bubble gum or a Snickers bar or something.
It's like, my God, you know how many places don't have a public restroom?
It's just common courtesy. Yeah. My parents taught me that.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't just go in and use somebody's bathroom.
No.
And walk the fuck out.
And freaking, I clean up behind myself,
it's rude.
Too. I'm so weird.
Yeah.
Then I wipe off their counter if I get water
absolutely.
On it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, we have customers like that, though. They're like, you ran low on toilet paper. I switched
out. They'll put it out. Oh, they're so awesome. I love you guys.
Your toilet. I'm OCD. I'm sorry. Your toilet paper was a mullet. I gave it bangs.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
I made it pretty.
Yeah, they'll fold it. But it's like you come in there and it's freaking hotel
awesome.
Folded, and it's like, oh, you guys are awesome.
You know, and we have so many people like that, but we do have a lot of people that come in. And they'll waste our time asking about, is this such and such tarot reader here? And then take up 20 minutes of our time talking about the tarot reader and then turn around and walk out.
Yeah.
You know, and as a small business owner, you're obligated to give them your full attention.
Yes.
You know, that's the gig.
And I despise those places that don't.
Yeah.
And I won't ever shop them again. So I can never be that person. So it's sort of like a double-edged sword, because we have one in particular that comes in all the time asking about one particular tarot reader, and he has her phone number.
You know, dude, she's not our employee.
And I've told him a million times, I'm like, she is her own business, honey. I don't make her schedule. She does. I don't know if she's got any
openings. But it's like every other week.
Yeah.
I just, like, I see him, I'm like, oh, Jesus, fuck. But we still try to be nice and kind and courteous, and we're there. And then he turns around and ding dong walks out the door.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, honestly, he doesn't treat you very well. So, yeah.
Well, since when do I give a fuck? I know. But it's just, it's frustrating, you know, because the bills that we have are large.
Yeah.
The space is expensive. It costs a lot of money to keep the lights on here. And I think any small business is going through the exact same thing. I don't think we're special.
No, you know? Everybody's going and through it. People, I've seen so many posts.
We've had people come in and, you know, like we're the entertainment.
Oh, my God.
I just bring my friends here. Could you explain a little about what this store, like we're the sideshow, and then they walk out and leave, don't buy a fucking
thing. This one woman used to come into the old store, and she'd bring like 6 or 7 different people with her. She did it like 3 times. Finally, by the 3rd time, I was kind of pissy. But she would come in, and she would present like Vanna White and the arms, you know, and the whole gesturing and go, I brought them here. Could you tell them a little bit about what this store is all about and what you guys do here? And I'm like, God, what the hell? And so the 3rd time she came in, I said, I'm really busy right now. All the details are on the website.
Fucking look it up, lady.
And they didn't, I mean, I think like out of the entire crowd, one old man felt so bad about the way she did it that he actually bought something the last time they were there.
Yeah. It's just, it's the height of rude, you know, and I would never do that to another business because, you know, I was raised right.
It's like the religious person going into the store and starting an altercation with a metaphysical store owner over Jesus.
Uh-huh.
You know, that is the height of rude, and that is the height of like insanity.
Oh, height of rude. How about Bill with 2 L's?
Oh!
We just made Corinne spit her coffee.
Oh, I know. I'm not going to talk too much about it because I get it, but don't come in a space and interrupt an entire circle to give them a sales pitch, guys. That is so classless. I mean, that is so classless.
That's
and I couldn't say anything because I didn't know if she knew him or not.
She has way more patience than I do.
Oh, my God.
I was about to put that dude in a drum. I mean, okay, look, mention it. Okay.
That's great.
That's kind of rude, too, but okay, whatever.
But it was like a 5-10 minute sales pitch.
But, dude, you gave an infomercial in the middle of these people's drum circle.
And the poor guy was drumming. And I think it was Peter. I'm not sure if it was Peter or the other guy.
He's just
quietly drumming in the background, trying to send a signal to this guy
that
we're supposed to be drumming.
But, you know, of course, he made the rounds.
That was awesome.
He made the rounds before, you know, handing out his pamphlet of information. And I have
his business card.
Hygiene, whatever. And then he talked about dust mites for like 15 minutes.
I'm
like,
and skeezed everybody out.
Dude, just shut the
fuck
up and hit the drum.
And it was like skin mites. He was talking about skin mites on everything. And I think that everybody's skin just crawled. I was like, ew. Dude.
I'm going to go home and wash my sheets because of you.
You get them. It runs the whole gamut. But just be respectful and kind to each other. Is that so hard?
We don't pay rent for you to come in and advertise your bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And if you want to do that, it's $25 to book the room.
Yeah.
And then 25% of each ticket or sale that you make. So there you go.
Yeah.
So, and then we're fine with it. But otherwise, don't do that.
It made me mad because these people came to enjoy it.
And to raise the energy.
And raise the energy in the place.
Because the community's in such a funk.
And this jack wagon comes in and...
gives
it was like 1950s used car salesman sales technique, too. Like pushy and loud.
It's WKRP in Cincinnati. You know,
just fuck off.
Remember that guy? The white belt and the white shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. It's just... You don't have to spend a lot of money, okay? Buy something. Help us keep the lights on. If you like having this store here, buy something.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't afford to buy something, share our posts.
Yes.
Share it with your friends.
Totally. We've been there.
You know, I get it.
I'm not buying anything right now. The economy shit.
Yeah.
You know, so buying the necessities, and that's that.
But it's free to click share on your social media. It's free to write a good review. It's free to do all that stuff. And it helps every small business. Every small business could use that. You know, we're going through it now because we changed our domain. Because I refuse to do business with Squarespace. So
oh my God, they've done people so badly.
They took over Google Domains, and I'm like, nope.
No,
moved our stuff over. to another hosting provider and having to go through the whole indexing thing again. And it's a fucking nightmare.
It is.
But we'll get it squared away. It just takes a little time, and just like building out the website takes a lot of time. So every small business that you drive by, every small business that you visit, there's a tremendous amount of work that goes on in the background.
And love, dude.
You know,
love.
People come in, they're like, oh, Jonathan, just sitting there eating rice cakes and bullshit. And,
were you here at 8:30 this morning?
You know, they don't see everything that goes on behind the scenes.
No,
and
they
that,
don't.
That never ends. It never stops. You know, you work in a regular corporate job, you have one job. You know, you might have a few facets to that job, but they're pretty much all related. As a small business owner, you're wearing every department hat on your head.
Yes, absolutely.
And you got to get good at it right away, you know, and it's tremendous pressure. And then you have the overhead. And I get it. If you have a sales tax ID, you're technically a business. But if you're working a festival and you don't have the overhead of a physical store space, there's a big difference.
There is. There's a whole lot more stress on whether you're going to keep the building. Or,
you know, you got people going to festivals, spending all their money in the festivals. And that's great. That's cool. You're supporting them. And you're supporting community members. And you're supporting local crafters. And that's awesome. But those people don't have overhead.
Yeah.
They don't have any overhead other than their supplies and their time.
Yeah.
You know, or their machines that they use.
Yeah, maybe gas. That's, yeah.
You know, and the stall rental space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Is your stall rental space $3,000 a month?
And is it constant?
You know, do you spend that kind of money? You know, and then when you have people coming in talking about their day for 30 minutes to an hour, and then, okay, well, good to see you. Bye.
Yeah.
It's really disheartening.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how stores like this disappear.
Yeah.
Because the community didn't support them, you know, and at least if you're going to do that, go home and share the post.
Yeah.
You know, talk
we
about
understand
it.
If you can't afford it.
Yeah, totally. But
please share us. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But if you can afford 4 cents a gram for a shiny thing, buy something.
Buy a shiny thing.
You know, don't just use our bathroom and not buy a pack of gum.
The one told me the other day, I don't get into any of this stuff. I'm just here for the reader.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
And then we look at each other, well, what the fuck is the point in having readers?
Yeah, well, can't you share, can't you share the information about the store since you found a good reader here to let them know there are good readers here?
Why should we donate space for charity? Why should we host people in so they can make money off our backs?
Yeah.
You know, why should we do that? We do that because we love the community.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to provide that. But at the same time, we can't do that if nobody supports the place.
Yeah.
And we do have a lot of people supporting the place. I'm not going to make it out like it's not, but how many sad stories do you have to see of places closing? You know, I never thought I'd have to make this post.
You know,
this is the hardest post I've ever had to make. It's because that small business owner put their heart, life, and soul into that place.
Yeah. And it was their livelihood.
You know, and worked their ass off. And sometimes it still doesn't matter. You know, it's just the way it goes. And it can happen. It can happen to the best of us. It can happen to anyone.
And I want to ask a favor. I want people to stop bringing drama about other stores and other store owners into our store. I don't want to hear it, guys.
I don't give a shit.
We don't care. We don't have time. And I want to say something to those other store owners. Listen, this happens because people are bored. And they'll come in and they'll say something about your store to me or our store to you or that he said, she said, or they do this, they do that, and blah, 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 blah. And I left a whole damn state because those people were addicted to drama like that.
Oh, my God.
And they loved to stir it up because they were bored. And it brought meaning to their life that I will never thank the gods understand. But if you think that I'm going to come after you for that, no, I'm going to see the cause there. I'm going to see and wonder. And yeah, sometimes it hurts my feelings if I think it might be a little bit true.
Well, you have to consider the source,
but you do have to consider the source.
And you don't know the context of the statements that they make.
No.
You know, like we had one chick want to return a tarot deck that she used.
Yeah.
And then got upset and made up all kinds of bullshit and did a bunch of other nonsense. Because we wouldn't take her use. Well, number one, all sales are final. It's everywhere. It's on your receipt. It's all over the store. It's all over the website. And it's really posted. So we don't do returns anyway.
Unless the item is absolutely positively defective because through no fault of the buyer.
We're not a big corporate entity that can absorb that cost. We just can't.
And we don't get to return it.
No.
Yeah, we don't get returns. We have, like, most of our vendors, we have, like, 3 or 4 days after we get the shipment to say, hey, this item was defective, to get a refund. But that's it.
We had
that's
some crazy-ass woman try to return a stone.
A 68-cent stone.
68-cent stone 6 months after she bought it. Because I don't feel the energy anymore. Here, stand over there. Feel that energy? I mean, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? And stop with the drama. And so a lot of times the talking and the drama comes from you didn't get your way.
Yes. Oh, my God. And that owner had the indecency to set boundaries.
You know, yeah. And when you're paying, like your mommy used to tell you and your daddy used to tell you, when you're paying the bills, you can make the rules.
That's right.
You know? And the same thing applies here.
I know you businesses out here get it all the time, the people that want to give you this salient business advice.
Oh, yeah.
And have never run a business before.
Oh, to enlighten
before.
Me with your vast amounts of
you
experience.
You get it all the time. But I want you just to lean across the bar and go, you know, I love you, but when you're paying my monthly rent and my vendor fees, hey.
Yeah.
Then I'll listen to what you have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the advice. We thought of that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But thanks.
And it's constantly that. We did think
of
it.
Oh, you know what you guys should do? You should do this. Hi, we were there 2 years ago. We tried it. It didn't work. We don't do it anymore because it's a waste of time. But thanks.
Oh.
You're an employee. Stop it.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
A different mindset.
It's a totally different mindset. And your life is literally on the line.
Yeah.
Your livelihood, your house, your dog food, your kids' food, your clothing on your backs, your cars, everything is literally on your back.
So we don't care about your tea.
No, please leave the tea at the door. You'll see it on the sign today about leaving your drama outside.
You know, whatever the competitor is doing, hey, good for them.
Yes.
I hope it works for them. We don't have any high school animosity. I just don't have time.
No.
And I don't really care what you have to say about them.
And whether you guys know it or not, when you're stirring this drama, a lot of these stores you're stirring the drama about, we've actually gone to their store and purchased from them and went out to support them.
Yeah, yeah. One in particular was getting harassed by
a religious
fundamentalist and was driving her absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
You know, and we just wanted to show solidarity. We drove all the way out there.
I was so hoping he'd be there, damn
in
him.
In the middle of BFE, but we drove out there to support him. And hey, guess what? We bought something.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't need it. We carry the same stuff.
And so 6 months later, they're talking about you and blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck.
No. And is it
true
or are you just starting some shit? You know, I just don't ever really know. I mean, and there are indicators and I look at the indicators. But at first, when you hear people saying these things, there's this little catch in your gut and your chest and you're like, why? Why would they say that?
Yeah.
And it hurts you. And then you go home and you sit down and you think about the physical indicators.
Oh, yeah.
And you're looking at the way which direction they were looking when they told you, how they were holding their body, if they were looking you in the eye or if they were, you know, being catty about it. And then you think, oh, you little shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Running a business is tough, kids.
Yeah.
It's really tough. I mean, it's everything from all this nonsense, so how's it going, looking for tea.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's awful.
To dealing with a landlord, you know, somebody that bought the building and then giving you 30 days to move your entire life.
And I want to knock wood for our landlord right now because he's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Josh. Oh, and the best accountant ever.
Yeah.
If anybody's looking for a good accountant,
Murphy Group
CPAs.
Yeah.
Absolutely the hands down best I've ever had.
The difference between him and whatever that was we had before is like.
And he's so reasonable. And fair. It's amazing.
Well, he gets it. He's a small business owner, too.
Yeah.
He gets it, you know.
But guys, I want to say, in this community, the small business community is a community. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Stop looking at each other as competitors. Big corporate America is our behemoth that we have to fight. That's the uphill battle we're always swinging at. And we're swinging at them with sticks and twigs, and they're hitting us with bazookas and bombs. And I'm like, come on, guys. We have to stop the infighting and look at ourselves as an actual community. We have to come together. We have to think about how to make ourselves stand out against all this glitz and glamour that they can throw down. And I've never seen anything
we don't have
like the money they pour out of.
We don't have a $1 billion ad budget. We have Tay with her Canva and laptop.
That's right. It's mine. And I love my damn Canva and laptop. But yeah. Honestly, guys, I mean, it's just like, and people have gotten upset with us because we blocked other businesses that were similar to ours. And we don't do that with a sense of malice. And we're not doing that with a sense of, you know, trying to insult you. We do that so that we don't watch you constantly and think, oh my God, we got to compete with that one. We got to compete with this one. Oh my God, they got this new thing. We got to do it.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
We want to be our authentic selves and we want to be original. And if you don't do that, and if you don't get out of that headspace and don't stop copying one another, market saturation occurs. And pretty soon everybody has the same damn thing and nobody's selling anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It becomes boring,
which is what happens with festivals and what happens with people having the same classes.
Now, last year, we had lots of people, and we're having the exact same shit this year, and we're not getting any. Well, I wonder why.
I've listened to these crafters, and I feel so bad for them because they throw down money for these spots.
They do.
And they do all this driving, and they have to pack out all this equipment and take it with them and erect a tent and do all this crazy shit set up at these festivals. And then every year, these Curiosity festivals and shit are the exact same cookie-cutter festival they were the year before. And they're telling me, I've had so many of you guys tell me this year that you're down 50% from what you were last year. I think everybody is. I don't want you to feel too bad about it. But it is market saturation. It is too much the same old shit, different day syndrome with people. And they get fatigued. Your customers get fatigued by that. And we can't be that. And these festivals, if they're not offering you better entertainment and something new and different and sparkly every year, maybe you need to skip it.
And there's like dozen or two dozen more different kinds of festivals.
All based on the same thing.
And they're all the same shit.
Yeah.
It's like everything else. You see something that was successful, and instead of working to make that successful, you rip it off and create your own thing. And like Tay said, the market share gets diluted once you have a dozen of those. Yeah. And people get fatigued.
Yeah, and everybody's already bought What's it, so point? Why do they need another one for?
Why would I go there? Yeah. If I saw the same shit last week, you know? It's a waste of time. We've been to them, like, twice.
Yeah.
It's the same shit that was here before.
I feel obligated to buy something, so I bought some pictures from a guy.
And we'll still support it, but, you know, put a little effort, a little creativity, a little something original.
And for God's sakes, these festivals, people are bringing their kids. Have something for the kids to damn do so they don't drive the parents crazy.
Yeah.
So that the parents can spend time with these vendors and actually look at things and see if they want to buy something because their kids are driving them mindless. They're absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Give them something to do. Have some actual entertainment. A food truck is not entertainment. It's food.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. It's frustrating. But I want you all to remember that when you go into any local small business, no matter what arena they're in, whether it's a bakery, whether it's a butcher shop, whether it's a retail store, there's a tremendous amount of work, to provide you that experience
and heart and love.
And they're counting on the local community to support them, you know, because without them, they wouldn't be there. And we, as the consumers, also have to remember that if we like having that option, and we don't want 1,000 corporate entities taking up every street corner, we need to support the small businesses that are here.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, obviously there's some things you just can't get, but share their post.
Yeah.
Do something to help them stay alive. Huh. You know, the outpouring of support when Wonderstone posted that was awesome.
Yes.
But how many of those people haven't been in there in a year?
Yeah.
Or 6 months.
You got to support, guys. You got to support. You know,
go in there and support. Go in there and buy something.
Yeah.
Don't just go take up their time talking about your personal life and then not buy anything.
And I don't know who in the world is so uncouth as to steal from a small business.
Yeah. They do it all the time.
You do know you just took food out of those people's mouths. Yeah.
They're not a big entity that can absorb that.
No, they can't.
You know, and there are people.
It's just a loss. It's a loss. Yeah.
You know, and we did a small little blessing over our threshold with a
certain
Andra Millennius.
Yeah.
Who punishes thieves.
Yeah.
And returns stolen goods.
Yes.
And so you might want to think twice before you steal from a witch store.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. lest the horseshoe turn upside down and hit you in the head.
Any store, any yeah. small business.
Yeah.
But especially a witch store.
Yeah. It's ridiculous, guys. Yeah. It's ridiculous. I would never think of stealing from a mom and pop.
Never.
Shit, I never stole from corporate. I actually took a pen home with me from a bank, and it happened to be a cross pen. And I drove all the way back to the bank to give it to the girl.
Show me the pen. You're like, shit. Got right back in the car and drove back and handed the pen to the person. Went into the bank and made sure she got it.
It was a nice pen. And I felt really bad. But out of habit, I stuck it in my purse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I felt so guilty. I don't know how you guys do it.
Yeah. It's just giving a shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, my God.
And everybody needs to start giving a shit more, you know?
Yes.
We go for the convenience. We go for the drive-through. We go for the quick, fast, and easy because we're all pressed for time. And life's hard and prices are high. But think about where your money's going.
Yes.
You know, do you want your community to be better than it is? Or do you just don't give a shit?
Yes, exactly.
You know, same people complain the way, you know, when they work for a corporate entity and the way that they're treated like a number, you know, a name on a sheet of paper, like you don't mean anything to them. You're just a name. You're just a digit on their account sheet. They don't care, you know, or, you know, the employee of a small business where the owner knows them. They know the owner. Half the time they become friends.
Yeah.
You know, that's a different kind of relationship.
Yes, it is.
You know, so think about where you work and how, you know, how it is with, you know, your company. Do you work for a small business? Do you feel the difference? If you've ever worked for a corporate entity and then work for a small business, you can definitely tell the difference.
Yes, you can.
You know, and for better or worse, you can tell the difference. And so we need to keep supporting that. You know, we try to spend as much money as we can in small businesses.
Absolutely.
You know, and like I said, that's the tax base for the community. You know, most of these corporations don't even pay taxes. You know, the one I worked for had a 10-year deal. They didn't pay any taxes for 10 years.
And then they pulled out in 8.
8 years, they
dumped and ran.
They never paid taxes.
And left the county holding the bill.
They never contributed anything.
Yeah.
Anything to the community except the pittance that they paid their workers.
And this is most corporate stores. They get a tax-free series of a decade or so to set up. How many mom and pops get a tax-free decade?
None of us. We couldn't even get assistance from COVID. We didn't get anything. We didn't qualify for anything.
Or ERC after the fact. We didn't get that either.
Nothing.
Because we incorporated the year before because we were thinking ahead and trying to get structured. But because we incorporated a year before, and we didn't actually open our physical store until March. They discounted us because of the incorporation papers.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And it's disgusting. They'll do everything they can not to help you out.
Yeah.
So we've got to help each other out. And all of those who are sitting here going, but you have so-and-so, and I don't like them. It doesn't make me like you any less just because I like them.
Exactly.
I'm just going to say that out loud now. And I've gotten recently to where I'm very defensive of practitioners in the space and healers in general in the space because I have noticed an ugly trend towards healers talking bad about each other and because they don't do it the same way you do it. And don't do that. It's ugly. It's disgusting. It's unprofessional. And don't talk about your clients with other clients because that's gotten back to me recently too. And from someone in the space who was in the medical field to do that, they know better. To do that.
Yeah, we work really hard to vet the people that are here because they are a reflection of us, even though they don't work for us. They're not employees. They nothing. But we work really hard for the community to have a safe place, you know, and it never stops. We're constantly doing that. And in doing so, you know, you piss people off because they didn't get their way.
They didn't like that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? It's kind of sad.
And we're not trying to piss you off, but we're just not going to tolerate a lot of that behavior. It's just we're just not going to do it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else then again, too. If you treat me well, I treat you well. And I don't care who likes or dislikes you or who you like or dislike. That's none of my business. That's your personal business. And I don't get involved in it. And it's like when couples split up.
That's the worst.
That's the worst because I love you both.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to choose. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love you both, and I'm going to be there for both of you. It's going to be your choice whether you interact with me anymore.
Well, it's your business.
Yeah, it's your business. It's not my business. Yeah. I know how to mind my damn business.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to say, in this space, we are too small a community not to stand up for each other, no matter what the personal backgrounds are. Okay? It's just not something we need to be looking at. We need to be looking at the community as a whole and embracing it and embracing one another and having some tolerance and being sane about this, because it's gotten insane lately. And I realize that's the climate that we're living in. That's the economic climate and the political climate that we're living in right now has made everybody go to war with everybody else.
Yeah.
We can't afford that,
y'all. And that's the plan, yeah. Right? To divide and conquer, yeah. You know, while they sit back and sip champagne, yeah. And keep us arguing and talking shit about each other. And it's
point and laugh from their balconies.
You know, you need to look upward at the, yeah. At the person to place blame on.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not the other healer. It's not the other small business owner.
No.
It's the people that are rigging the system in their favor.
And I can love you both. I'm yeah. sorry, but I have enough love in my heart to love you both.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to.
Yep.
And if you don't like it, that's not my problem.
Yep.
Yep.
We're just sitting on our hill slinging herbs.
Yeah, pretty much. But guys, look, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is that we are a community. The small business community is a community. The pagan witch community is a community. And we need to support each other like we're a community.
Regardless of path.
Yeah.
Regardless yeah. of tradition or no tradition. Regardless yeah. of anything but new humanity.
Or used.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. I'm pretty used.
I have that conversation at least 5 or 6 times a week.
Yeah.
You know, well, I want to start, but I don't know. Look, I can tell you how I do things. Tay can tell you how she does things. But the trick here is to find out how you do things.
Yes. What feels good to you? What works?
This is a personal thing. The only thing that I really stand on my soapbox about is when it comes to like cultural things. Like you shouldn't insert God, goddess into a culture that they have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
Learn the basics and get your facts straight from an accredited source. And that doesn't mean just because they published a book. Because there's a lot of books out there that are trash.
Yeah, absolutely.
That means actually digging deep into that culture and finding the true history. And it's the same approach with business.
Yes.
It's a personal thing. Every business owner has their own idea of what they want to do and how they want to do it.
And that's beautiful.
And that's
awesome. And you want that.
And you should encourage that.
It should be an authentic experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because as a consumer, you want to, well, what do you feel like today? Well, I don't know. We went to there last week. I feel like a different experience. Let's go to this place because it's, I don't know. They have a lot of the same stuff, but it's just a different experience.
Yeah, it's not the same glazed donut.
You know, and that's better for everybody. That's better for the entire community to have that difference, you know, because people are being, as we say, their authentic self.
Yes.
You know, and authenticity is, I think, one of the most important things. So
it is.
If you're going into a store and they're authentically like giving you everything they got, hey, that's fucking awesome.
Yes.
You know?
Love that. Reward that.
It makes everything better.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, it's just got to be us against the world, unfortunately, mm-hmm. right now. It's got to be because the corporate overlords are kicking our asses.
Yeah.
And they're doing that because we're dividing into little insular groups and pointing fingers at one another.
Yep.
And that's not working.
Why do I want to sing We Are the World?
We are the world. Don't get the jukebox started.
Yeah. Simple phrase. Kicks it off. Don't even need a quarter. Hell, half the time you can hum it. She'll break into the chorus and the, you know, all of it. Jesus.
But It's been one of those challenging couple of decades. It's getting better. Everything's getting better. But it doesn't get better without you guys.
Yeah, we need you.
Yeah.
You know, and the community needs you and needs you to be active and needs you to be engaged and involved and care about things on a personal level.
Absolutely.
You know, and we see that every day. There's a lot of people that do. You know, I see it all the time, and it's so Like, the store was packed the other day, and there was laughter and conversation, and people were meeting new people and making new friends. And I turned to Tay, and I'm like, this is what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
You know, they were also buying shit, yeah, so we can keep the lights on. You know,
but I do love hearing those conversations. But
it was great.
And I love hearing the laughter. Know? Yeah.
You know, but bear in mind, it takes cash flow to keep the lights on. Yeah. So you have that kind of place where you can meet like-minded mm-hmm. people. Can you meet them in a corporate store? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But, you know.
Are they going to let you hang out and sit on the couch and sip tea? And
if you have a question about, you know, I don't know. Any kind of magical working.
Can you go ask them?
Do you think Stacy's going to know?
What about Walmart?
No, she don't give a fuck. She's there to punch a clock.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, go talk to Walmart about your witchcraft.
You know?
Which really annoys me, guys. The people cashing in on the movement. Because Walmart is a Christian-owned company. Mm-hmm. And here they are selling you pagan goods. Mm-hmm. And that should be a big red flag.
Have you seen that bitch's yacht?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Shit.
And that's only one. That's only one of their yachts. That one you were looking at is only one of their yachts.
I got a John boat with one oar.
Yeah, yeah. John boat with one oar. And it leaks.
And it leaks. It leaks slowly. You just kind of have to,
bail a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, here and there.
A little bit. Drink a little beer, bail a little water. That's how I roll.
I've sprayed sealer on the damn bottom of that boat.
High speed, low drag.
Yeah, mercy. Oh my God. But listen, they're cashing in. And if you see the corner grocery store selling crystals, they're cashing in.
Yeah.
Okay. If you see the craft store selling witchcraft books and it's a big name craft store, they're cashing in.
Yeah.
And they're using you.
Support the community that has always been there for you.
Yeah. Support the community that can answer your damn questions.
So long as you support them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that doesn't mean just visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Buy something. Help out. Contribute. Yeah. So that we can all be here together.
Yeah.
We can't provide this space with our infinite amount of funds, because there's not an infinite amount of funds. And, you know, not to break the I don't know, visual of, everything's great. Yeah, everything costs money.
Yeah.
And we try to keep our prices low. So that everybody can afford, like, we could charge way more.
Yeah.
And we get yelled at by financial people. You are not charging enough. You need to be charging for X. We're not.
No, we're not.
We're not doing that because we want people to be able to afford it.
I've gone across state lines and seen those statues marked up two times as much as what we charge for them. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the cool thing with the new point of sale. There's a payment plan.
Woo! Yes.
Okay. So not just online. Once we go live in the store with it, anything over $50 can be financed.
Or broken up into four equal payments with no interest in financing.
Interest-free payments. Yeah. And then there's an even longer, like if it's like even more, like I think it's like $50 to $1,000 can be broken up into the interest-free payments. But there's another one if you want some like really expensive crystal. You can even go further with it.
Yeah.
But we're going to be able to offer that at checkout.
Yeah.
You know, so it's online. You can do it online. You'll see it's called Shop Pay.
Yeah.
It's on every product listing. And then it can apply to a product. It can apply to your total sale. So that's awesome. If we'd have had that when we were like shopping. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Because then you can get that big statue of your goddess.
Because the coven we came from, the neophytes had to fund the candles and the wine and the flowers and the honey and the milk and all the other stuff and the herbs. And so when you're living on a $300 a week budget with three people, that's really hard
to do. We've been there. We get it. I completely understand the struggle. Totally. Yeah. You know, you're not talking to wealthy people. We've struggled our whole lives.
But we have stones, a whole lot of stones for less than 50 cents. We have a whole lot of candles for less than a dollar.
And financing now. Yeah, you know, and it's interest free. So it doesn't even get you in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, like credit cards can get you in trouble with the interest.
Yeah.
You don't even have to deal with it. And we're going to go live probably in the next, I don't know, what, 2 weeks,
three weeks? I'm hoping so, 2 weeks.
Something like that. The store's live now, just the counts. We got to get that squared away when we're done putting stuff in. But, you know, bear in mind, we're doing this one stone at a time.
With only two people.
One item at a time.
Yeah.
And it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
I know a lot of you have offered to help. We just You just can't.
We're not there yet either, as far as counting. So too many hands in a computerized system like this make for a muddy-ass mess that you'll never fix. Yeah. And so, yeah, we love you for it. Thank you so much. You guys are great. It.
We really, really do.
But right now we're at that stage where everything's got to be checked and double-checked and triple-checked to make sure it's accurate so before it goes live, because we want that mess cleaned up.
Yeah. But I'm so excited about that.
I am too. That's something,
you know, like it puts a QR code on the register screen. We turn the screen to you, you scan it with your phone, and then you take care of it on your own.
Yeah, you fill out the application.
And that's it.
And no, we can't help you.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to help you fill out the application portion.
But it's simple. Fill in the blank thing. Very easy. It takes like 3 minutes. It's stupid easy.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that we've brought online. That and the loyalty program is in store, but it's continuing to with 10 stamps and you get 20% off your next purchase.
Credit card purchases, gift card purchases right now, we're not selling any gift cards. We are honoring all gift cards.
We've got a
list. In perpetuity, we made a list. Yeah, we've got a list. We're not offering any new gift cards right now, guys. Not until we get the new system online.
We will. We will have gift cards before holiday season for sure.
We're also not taking any new consignments. And please, consigners, if you're listening, don't refresh any consignments right now because we've got to count. Yeah. And we're going to count really soon. So don't bring in anything new.
Yeah, body jewelry went on sale. What was it, like $20 a piece for
some things? Yeah, and now it's like $5.
$4.95.
Yeah, $5 for some, $4.99 for others.
Yeah, these are like quality pieces. Yeah. You know, we buy from the same place that the piercers do.
Gauges, industrial, stuff like that. Yeah. So,
So, come in, support your local small business. So, in not just us, every small business.
Absolutely.
Vote with your wallet. Keep the people that care about the community in the community. Keep the space that you like being in to meet people and you like the way it makes you feel.
Yeah.
Keep it alive. Keep it alive by supporting it.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Love you. Have a great day. So we hope you enjoyed this episode of In the Weeds, and we hope you didn't have to pick too much pucker brush off your cloak after visiting with us here. If you liked the episode, please follow, subscribe, and share. And if you're really kind, leave a positive review. Be sure to tune in next week as we publish a new episode weekly. If you're in the area, stop by the store and see us. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.